Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 276. So at the end of this week's parasha, we have a paragraph that is very loaded with information. First, it's the very well-known paragraph of Kadesh Li Kol Bechar, first to sanctify the firstborn, Petar Kol Rechem, etc. And this is a very well-known paragraph. The reason it's well-known is because this paragraph is contained in Tefillin. It's one of the four parashiyot that is in a set of tefillin, both in the head tefillin and in the arm tefillin, rolled up differently, but in any event, this parsha, this paragraph is there. And so it contains a lot of information. First, the mitzvah of Bechar, then it talks about the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim through specifically Pesach, v'lo ye'yachel chametz, you can't eat chametz, shivas yamim tochal matzos, there's the mitzvah that for 7 days we're supposed to be eating matzos on Pesach, lo ye'ra elecha chametz, lo ye'ra elecha sa'ar b'chol kevulecha, you're not supposed to see chametz, and you're not supposed to see any sort of leaven. So now, a lot of the different elements of the mitzvah of Pesach, which is, of course, Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember the events of Egypt, are here. The Higadet Tel Abincha, you're going to tell your children, which is, again, one of the focus points of Yetzias Mitzrayim, one of the focuses of Pesach and the holiday. And then finally, in the very last pasuk, it says, V'haylecha la'os al yodcha ulizikaron b'neinecha. And it should be for you a sign on your hands and a remembrance between your eyes. So that the Torah should be on your lips, right? It should be something which is a mainstay by you. Because with a strong hand, God took you out of Egypt. And then finally, it closes, v'shamarta sachuka hazos, keep this law, l'mo'ada, in its time, miyamim yamima, from day to day, but it's colloquially translated as from year to year. Now, what is this referring to? Classically, it's referring to Pesach. Pesach happens every year. So it's really, the bulk of the paragraph is referring to Pesach. And because of the bulk of the paragraph is referring to Pesach, so therefore, the idea, of course, over here is the holiday of Pesach should be observed every year with all of its trappings. Good. So there's another issue that comes up in these words, and just let's take a step back. So we know we have a variety of ritual items in Judaism. We have a mezuzah, we have a tefillin, we have different things, Megillah, Sefer Torah, things that we use that have to be written a certain way and they're used in a particular time. The Gemara in Yuma talks about the mitzvah or perhaps the obligation of checking mezuzah. So let's start with mezuzah. It's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a Braita, mezuzah siyachin nevdekes pamayim b'shavua. An individual's mezuzah can be examined twice every 7 years, or should be examined twice every 7 years. Mishal rabim pa'amayim biyovel. But if it's a public mezuzah, let's say a mezuzah that's on a gate of a city or something like that, that, instead of twice in every Shemitah, twice in every 7 years, it should be twice in 50 years. Okay, fine. V'amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda seems to disagree, as many understand this, and he quotes the story. He says, Masa be'er tavin echad. There was a certain artavin, some sort of, I don't know, it was a profession of some sort, or a person, shahibodik mezuzahs bashoko elyon shel tzipori, and he was checking mezuzahs in a public thoroughfare, where, again, the obligation is only to check every 50 years, okay, or twice, I should say, every 50 years. And then, umatzok kastur echad, an officer saw him, and otam imenu elav zuz, and he fined him for practicing witchcraft, and he's trying to say that you don't even really need to check, you probably shouldn't check altogether in these big public mezuzahs. Okay, fine. So, again, private mezuzahs twice every 7 years, public mezuzahs twice every 50 years. What's the reason for that difference? So, very simply, the reason that you can't do it more than twice every 50 years is because when it's a public idea, when it's something which belongs to everybody, it's very difficult to designate who's going to do it. So, because of that confusion, so doing it once every 25 years is pretty much about the time that you can expect that it's going to get done. Otherwise, if you do it more regularly, then it'll just fall on nobody and no one's going to get it done. So that's the idea between the two. But either way, this is not really an obligation from the Torah because you can rely on chazaka. Chazaka is the principle of status quo. It was kosher yesterday. I assume it's going to stay kosher today. And unless I have something which shakes that up, I have no reason to think that there's a problem. So therefore, this is like a rabbinic mandate to go and check your mezuzahs more regularly. And this is a pretty well-known thing. Private mezuzahs, you try to check twice every Shemitah, twice every 7 years, once every 3.5 years. Okay, what about tefillin? So for tefillin, the conversation is interesting. When it comes to tefillin, the Gemara in Menachos says, this is the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, Gemara says that when it comes to some of these ritual items, for example, tcheles on tzitzis, ein la bedika, you can't possibly check to know, once the string is dyed, whether or not it's the right tcheles or not. Right, definitely not in the Gemara times. The ain nikris elamim mumcha, therefore you can't buy it except from somebody who's an expert. Tefillin yesh lahem bedika. Tefillin you can look at to see if they're kosher, but still the ain nikrin elamim mumcha, you can only buy it from a professional. Even though a person can't check themselves, you need a professional who's trustworthy. And the reason is because there are early stages of the production of tefillin that require a certain level of lishma. It has to be done specifically for the purpose of tefillin, and the only way that I can know for sure that that was done is buying it from somebody who's expert and trustworthy. Okay, finally, svarim umezuzos yesh lahem bedika v'nikchem michal adam, sifrei Torah, things like that, that can be checked, and therefore you could buy it from everybody. All right. So, what's the idea of bedika, checking? So this is really just referring to when I buy it, I can check it. I can see if all the letters are there, if all the letters are composed properly, and if everything is in order, and I can go and purchase it. But is there an obligation to keep checking it? So Tosos brings up a discussion from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Tfilin tzarech levadkan achas l'shnei masar chodesh. So the first opinion brought in the Yerushalmi is you gotta check tefillin once every year, once every 12 months. Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, in Tzrichas Bedika. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says no, they do not need any sort of bedika. Hillel Hazaken Omer Elu Me'avi Imahin. The Hillel Hazaken, the older Hillel, pointed to his tefillin as being his grandfather's tefillin, sort of, I think, implying that he had never gotten them checked. It's the same tefillin. He's established a chazaka, status quo. It's the same thing. Nothing changed. I have no reason to check. Now, the Mechilta adds to this and explains the reason, it proposes this as actually a Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel argument, where Beis Hillel says, you gotta check once a year, and the reason is, from that original pasuk we mentioned, it says, v'shamarta sachuka hazos l'moada miyamim yamima, you gotta check from year to year. We learned that the word yamim, tehe geula, so a pasuk in Vayikra referring to a different context, there it refers to a year, so miyamim yamima means year to year, you observe this mitzvah, so of course it means that for all of the Pesach information in that paragraph, but also Beis Hillel adds that, yeah, you have to check to reaffirm that your tefillin are kosher once a year because of miyamim yamima. Beis Shammai disagrees. Shammai Hazaken shows you his grandfather's tefillin and says, I never get them checked. So what is the halacha? Usually we hold like Beis Hillel, but that would necessitate us to check every single year based on the pasuk in this week's parasha. But interestingly, we do not find that to be the case. So the Torah, for example, says, "Tefillin shehuchzaku b'kashrus ein tzrichim bedika liolam." We do not hold that you need any bedika ever if they are kosher. The She'iltos, though, says you should do a bedika pamayim b'shavua. You should do just like mezuzah, twice every 7 years. But velo nohagu kein. But you know that's not the minimum. People don't necessarily do it. And then he says, "Nien aval im manichan, excuse me, aval im ein manichan ela the prakim tzrichen bedika." But if you only put them on from time to time, then you need bedika. Now, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that you're switching between two different pairs? Does it mean you only wear them in the mornings, you don't wear them the entire day? So hold on for that. But the Torah does suggest that if they were neglected, then they should be checked more often because could be something happened. What does the Shulchan Aruch say we should do? So Shulchan Aruch says, Tefillin shehuchzaku b'kashrus einam tzrichim bedika liolam. Tefillin that were established as kosher do not need to be checked ever. But if you only wear them sometimes, then you do need to check them. Okay? The Ramah says, Ve'im ein lo mi sheyuchal livdok v'lachzer ulatofran. If you don't have somebody who can do this competently, then you shouldn't. Yanichim kach b'lo bedika. You should just leave it, because you can cause more harm than good if you open it up and you can't get it closed and they're completely not kosher. So you should leave it without checking it. And we see over here that it seems that checking it isn't so important if they were established as kosher. The Taz says that it depends. You know, if the outside is intact, there's no reason to check. The Magen Avraham brings up, yeah, but you could have sweat that goes inside, and between all the poskim, you have, if there's an indication of damage, or if it was wet, or if there might have been a lot of sweat, or wear that in the shower, or I should say after the shower, or there's a lot of heat, or there's a lot of cold, different poskim bring up, that might be a reason to check it. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan, writing a little over 100 years ago, he says that nowadays our ink is not so strong, And Medina, really the halacha should be that you have to check it. You really have to check it because our ink isn't good and our ink falls off, and that was his experience. Some people have the custom to check every elul. Some people do it on Adar Sheni, which is occurs, a second Adar, or leap month, occurs every 7 out of 19 years. Some suggest that the fact that we, nowadays, only wear it part of the day, and the rest of the day it's sitting around somewhere, that's called leprakim. We only wear it at some times, and therefore we should be checking more often. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, interestingly, says, if you have a really good pair of tefillin, you don't need to check them. If you spent money in the beginning, you don't have to worry about it. He even says something like that about mezuzah, but that's for a different 10. Have a great day and a good Shabbos.